The following comes to Radioactive from the Voice of America.
Hello, everyone. I'm Ira Melman in Washington with Healthy Living. Doctors are increasingly optimistic that new advances in gene therapy will change the outlook for patients living with ALS and other motor neuron diseases. Neurodegenerative disorders selectively affect cells that control the body's voluntary muscles, leading to difficulty speaking, walking, swallowing, and moving. As VOA's Faith Lapidus reported, researchers have now identified the faulty gene which may cause the condition in some people with a family history of the disease.
Stephen Hawking lived with ALS, a motor neuron disease, from the age of 21, as it gradually destroyed his body, leaving him unable to speak or move. Dani Baird wasn't diagnosed with a motor neuron disease until she was much older. Her family is among the 10% of MND cases that are inherited. She watched her brothers and sisters die from the condition.
It terrified me because I knew what was ahead of me, and so I'd seen, and I was particularly close to my younger brother, and I spent quite a lot of time with him when he had it, but never really thought that I'd get it.
The Bairds have a mutation in their genetic code, the SOD1 gene, which affects the making of proteins. Doctors, using genetic technologies called antisense oligonucleotides, or ASO, are trying to stop the mutant gene from producing faulty and toxic protein.
DNA sits in the nucleus, and the protein machinery sits out in the cytoplasm. Every protein that's made has to be read from the DNA, and a little transport mRNA, it's called, is taken out and transported to the protein-making machinery. It's like the blueprint of every single protein that's made. Now, the protein's toxic. It's very difficult for us to get access and correct the DNA at the moment, so we try and target this little transported RNA. The antisense oligonucleotides that we use, which is the therapy, is able to bind to the RNA, and an enzyme comes along, RNAs, and destroys the RNA, which prevents the protein being made.
SOD1 is one of 13 genes which doctors believe can cause inherited motor neuron diseases. It's believed to account for 20% of such cases. Research is underway to learn more about the other genes, which may provide further clues about other forms of the disease. I'm Faith Lapidus, VOA News.
You can find more on our website at voanews.com. I'm Ira Melman in Washington.
That was a program from the Voice of America.